Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called Way Past Sad. And we've read a couple of these other ones. And what we have learned is that you can have these feelings. There's lots of different feelings and they're all pretty big. And it's okay to have them. And there's lots of different ways that you can take care of those feelings. And usually it helps to have someone who loves you there with you to work through them. So today, this is a big one here, this feeling of sadness. We're going to talk about this. Today's story was written by Haley Adelman, and it's illustrated by Karen Wall, and it's read today by Mommy. And you got a name today, kiddo? Smackers. Smackers, because that's what your lips are doing. They're smacking. It's true. He is a smacker today because he has some strawberries. A robot who smacks? No. What are you? I'm confused. Oh, you're Chopper. Oh, that makes so much more sense. Chopper is a robot, an android from Star Wars.
Interesting.
You're a jumping chopper? Fascinating. Well, get ready, Chopper, because we're going to hear about what to do when you're sad. Are you ready? Okay. My best friend, Sanji, is sad. He just told me that he's moving away. And now I'm sad, too. You know, it can be very hard to be with friends and know that they have to move. You know what that feels like, don't you? Friends who don't know, we are in the middle of moving, and it is not easy. Sanji shows me when he's moving. Are you leaving before my birthday? Sanji nods. Now I'm really sad. Oh no. This is for you, Sanji says. I don't want a dumb present. I want Sanji to live next to Dor forever and ever. Oh, that's a really hard thing to hear, isn't it? Because sometimes we want something that we can't have. And that can be a very sad thing to think about, how maybe we want to have something, but we can't have it. Let's see what he does. I feel way past sad. Like I'm all alone. And in the picture we can see, there he is imagining that he is in a boat out at sea. And he's the only person in that boat. That's a really big feeling. And now I want to be alone. A hot feeling spreads across my face and my tears spill down my cheeks. And I curl up under my blankets and pillows and I stay that way for a long, long time. Oh my goodness, our friend is very sad, isn't he? Have you ever felt that way?
Yeah.
And look, knock, knock, knock. Go away. Mom comes in anyway.
It was his mom at the door, huh?
Her hug feels good, but it doesn't squeeze away all my sad. Ooh, hey, that's something we can do when we're feeling sad. We can sometimes have a hug from someone we love. I think about Sanji going away. Who will I play with?
How about Bax?
Mom says.
Or Jin, or Hooper, or Kia.
I shake my head. They're not Sanji. And I get out of bed and I draw my mood with a sinking ship in deep, dark blues.
Oh, he's an artist.
Yeah, I can see how he's drawing these beautiful pictures of a boat in the dark sea.
Sometimes drawing a picture of your feelings helps you get it out, too. That's a really good way to get all of your thoughts out.
And then I see Sanji in his room, and he looks way past sad, too. Maybe moving is even harder for him.
Now there's, I feel like, the best way to get through big emotions. Are you ready? You want to know what I think is the secret?
to look for ways to help someone else. Whenever I feel like a really big feeling, if I'm sad or mad or jealous or
scared.
Anxious or scared, yeah, do you know what I like to do?
Happy.
I think about how can I help someone else? And if I can focus my heart and my mind on ways that I can help serve others,
and good things.
I usually feel pretty good about things afterwards. Let's see what happens. I open my window. Sanji! James! I say what I always say. Meet me at our spot! And I feel a small smile grow. Sanji brings supplies, and I do too. And together we build and color. Oh, they have a special spot that they go to. Do you see what he's doing here? Is he's thinking, how can I help my friend who was also sad to not feel sad? What a wonderfully smart thing to do, because when you help others, it helps you get your mind off of your own problems. And it also will help his friend to not feel so sad too.
It looks like they're in apartments.
Do you think? They are working for sure on a boat in the yard. We climb inside and share our sad. We won't see each other every day, Sanji says. And my voice shakes when I say, I'm really going to miss you, Sanji. But I feel a little better when I let it out. We play all afternoon, and sometimes we laugh and almost forget that Sanji is moving away. But sometimes we're quiet. On moving day, it's hard to say goodbye. I'll call you on your birthday, Sanji says. Thinking about it helps. Oh, how nice to help our friends remember that we do care about them. But now the sad feels big right now. Oh, because he can see his friend is actually driving away. And that is a big disappointment. And it's okay to say, I'm feeling really disappointed and I'm feeling really sad. Sometimes saying it out loud is a big help. Especially if you've got a mom or a dad or somebody you love right there who can grab you up and give you a hug. The next day, Kia and Hooper call up to me. James, come ride with us. But I don't really feel like it. I go anyway, and that helps my sad too. Good job for him going out. At first, I thought I'd stay sad forever. But I don't think that anymore. Every day I miss Sanji, and some days I draw my sad. But more and more, I draw my fun, too. I use more of the colors now, and they're brighter and happier. Just like me. Oh, you see how he has grown through the sadness and into the happy again. Because that's the other thing to remember about these feelings. I think this is the last feelings book we'll do right now. None of these feelings stay with us forever. They all will change and new feelings will come in their place. It just takes some time. Time is a great, great tool. So in the meantime, look for ways to help others and ways to be kind. That'll help you with your sadness and your anxiety and your, I don't know, all of them. Yeah. And that, my friends, my little chopper, is the end.
Beep, beep, beep.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read.
in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.